Bill, how much, if at all, do you start looking at potential weather forecast for Sunday and how that might affect game plan, play calling, the way you approach the game?
I mean, you know, when you play in New England, you got to be ready for everything. I'd say based on the forecast we've gotten so far this year, you know, none of them been even very close to what the game conditions were. You know, it was 100% chance of rain last week, and the only water I saw was on the Gatorade table. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, and you know as well as I do, it could start one way and change during the game. So we got to be ready for whatever it is. But, I mean, my experience of going with the forecast in this area 2 days before the game, I mean, I'd bet a lot that they're wrong just based on history, because they're almost always wrong. You know, an hour before the game, you know, maybe you might have something to work with there, but if you start game planning for what the weather's going to be and you game plan wrong, you wasted a lot of time.
When's the latest you look at the forecast?
When you walk out on the field. I mean, that's really when you know what it is. I mean, the rest of it's really just a bunch of hot air. You know, we played down in Miami 2 years ago, and there was a 0% chance of rain. Zero. And it rained. So, I mean, I'm just telling you. If I did my job the way they do theirs, I mean, I'd be here about a week.
You're not making friends in the meteorology.
Look, I'm not saying it's hard. Look, I'm not saying I could do it better than them. I'm just saying they're wrong a lot. You know, that's the fact. They're wrong a lot. So, we all make mistakes. I'm not being critical of them. I'm just saying I don't think you can go based on that.
So an hour before the game, walk on the
hour field. Before the game, you go out there and see what you have. Go out there in pregame warmups. An hour and a half before the game, go out there in pregame warmups. Now you're a half hour before the game. See if there's been any change. Then you know you might. Again, I don't think we're going to see anything out there we haven't practiced in. We've dealt with it in practice. We've dealt with it in other games through the course of time. Whatever it is. Played in hot weather, cold weather, calm, wind, rain, snow. I mean,
was that game in 2009 against the Titans, I think, one of the weirdest, craziest games you remember in terms of that? It seemed like the weather changed drastically.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, that was another one you don't plan for. Yeah. No, I mean, we've had a lot of those games. So what it could be and what it is, usually two different things. But, you know, I'd say that time before the game is when it, you know, when it really starts to, you know, it really starts to become clear, you know, what it's going to be. And sometimes you're in a transitional period where it changes during the course of the game, one way or the other, gets better, gets worse, or, you know, that type of thing. So that could be, you know, maybe something that you might consider if you think it's going to go one way or the other. But I'd say for the most part, it's, you know, a game day, something you do more game day.